Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Warwickshire. Here's the headline. Warwickshire is one of the most economically dense shire counties in England. Shakespeare tourism in Stratford and Warwick, a Regency spa town with a games industry cluster in Leamington, deep automotive and engineering covenants around Rugby and Gaydon, and an M42 logistics belt that runs through Atherston and Coleshill. 2,293 commercial-leaning transactions across the county over the rolling 5 years, and a Stratford auction print at 2.37% that tells you exactly how tightly bid the prime tourist economy retail has become. Let me set the scene. Warwickshire is a non-metropolitan county of around 580,000 people, sitting between the West Midlands conurbation to the west, Northamptonshire to the east, Worcestershire to the southwest, and Leicestershire to the northeast. It's a county of unusual range, 8 principal towns, each with a distinct identity. Warwick is the historic county town, anchored by the castle and the University of Warwick research catchment. Stratford upon Avon, just to the south, carries one of the most internationally recognisable visitor brands in the Midlands, Shakespeare's birthplace, with central retail along Bridge Street, Henley Street and Sheep Street trading on tourist economy fundamentals. Rugby sits to the east on the M6, M1, M45 and A5 interchange, with one of the deepest engineering covenant bases of any town its size. GE Power, Cemex UK, Babcock Rail and a long tail of specialist engineering employers. Royal Leamington Spa is the Regency-era twin to Warwick, and home to what the industry now calls Silicon Spa, the games and creative tech cluster anchored by Codemasters, now part of Electronic Arts, alongside Sega Hardlight, Playground Games, and a long tail of independent studios. Nuneaton and Bedworth, paired up at the northern end of the county, function as Coventry Overspill, former Warwickshire coalfield towns now dominated by supply chain manufacturing and logistics. A Thurstone on the M42 is the strategic logistics anchor with Audi UK headquarters and a major DHL operation. And Kenilworth is the high-value Warwick District commuter town tied tightly to the University of Warwick catchment. Underneath all of that is HS2 alignment. Phase 1 runs through the county, with the Birmingham Interchange Station at the UK Central and Arden Cross site sitting just over the Solihull boundary at Coleshill. Aston Cantlow tunnels and viaducts thread through the southwest, and Jaguar Land Rover at Gaydon, with Aston Martin Lagonda alongside, anchors the automotive cluster on the southern fringe. Why should an investor care? Because that mix delivers genuine lender breadth, 3 structural demand drivers running in parallel: Silicon Spa offices, HS2 logistics, and tourism retail, and a yield environment that runs materially ahead of the wider West Midlands secondary market for the prime central spines. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 2,293 commercial-leaning transactions across Warwickshire's 8 principal towns in the rolling 60 months to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 15,595 corporate-acquired residential transactions, the special purpose vehicle and limited company subset that drives so much of the commercial mortgage flow underneath the headline print. Activity is led by Nuneaton with 619 transactions, 27% of the county total. Rugby adds 542. Leamington Spa 321, Warwick 271, and Stratford upon Avon 261. Together, those 5 towns deliver 88% of the county's commercial leaning print. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top 3 towns for commercial activity. First, Nuneaton, the largest town in Warwickshire at around 86,000 people, with 619 commercial-leaning transactions and a median commercial price around £185,000. The market here is dominated by Coventry Overspill Manufacturing, supply chain industrial and secondary parade retail, with a deep £190,000 to £325,000 Category B residential pipeline running underneath. Bedworth is the natural twin. Another 112 transactions at a £170,000 median, the most affordable secondary commercial entry point in the county. This is the workhorse end of the Warwickshire market. Second, Rugby, 542 transactions, a £240,000 median, and the deepest freehold commercial print in the county at 157 property typo sales. That's the cleanest proxy for genuinely commercial freehold activity. Rugby's covenant base is unusually strong for a town of its size. GE Power, Cemex UK, Babcock Rail, and a deep specialist engineering supply chain. The M6, M1, M45 and A5 interchange anchors the strongest logistics positioning of any Warwickshire town. And the town centre regeneration around the railway station and the cattle market site is the live development thesis. Third, the Warwick and Leamington Spa pairing, effectively a single contiguous urban area for commercial purposes. Together, they total 592 transactions, second only to Newneaton. Leamington records 321 transactions at a £278,000 median, with 107 freehold commercial sales. Warwick adds 271 at a £295,000 median, with 108 freehold sales. Leamington is the office-led core. The Silicon Spa Games cluster sustains demand for refurbished period and modern town centre office stock through the regional flight to quality cycle. Warwick contributes the county town professional services, courts and university research catchment. Worth a quick word on Stratford-upon-Avon. 261 transactions, a £305,600 median, the highest in the county at the median, and 113 freehold commercial sales. Tightly bid central retail, anchored by a globally recognisable Shakespeare tourism brand. And worth a word on Kenilworth too. Only 98 transactions, but a £325,000 median, with an upper quartile reaching £435,000. That's the highest priced commercial market in the county. So let's talk about the yield environment. Three AccuEtis auction lots across Warwickshire give a direct read on secondary yield clearing levels. One in Leamington Spa and two in Stratford-upon-Avon. All three are tourist economy or town centre retail in the south of the county. The absence of North County auction prints is itself a signal. Newneaton, Bedworth and the Atherstone Belt have not surfaced through the AccuEtis record over the rolling window, consistent with trade in those markets passing through private treaty rather than the institutional auction channel. The headline trade is 31 Rother Street, Stratford-upon-Avon. A retail, bank and development lot that sold at the AccuEtis February 2026 auction for £930,000 against £22,000 of passing rent. That's a 2.37% net initial yield. 2.37. That is an extreme tight print for tourist economy retail. And it reads as a change of use, redevelopment-led bid, rather than an income trade. The lot description explicitly flags development optionality. And the capital value against the running rent implies the buyer is underwriting a meaningful uplift through repositioning. Earlier in the window, 2 and 2 Abridge Street, Stratford-upon-Avon, a high street retail lot with £55,000 of passing rent, sold prior to the AccuEtis September 2024 auction without disclosed pricing. That's consistent with the tightness of the bid for prime central Stratford retail. And in Leamington Spa, 49 The Parade, a high street retail lot on the town's prime Regency spine with £27,500 of passing rent, sold prior to the AccuEtis May 2024 auction. Again, no disclosed pricing. The Parade is Leamington's flagship retail spine, and a sold prior outcome on this lot is itself the clearest signal of how tightly bid this stock remains. Taken together, the three lots cluster around tourist economy, prime central retail at the keen end of the market, running materially ahead of where comparable secondary retail in the West Midlands metropolitan core, the 8.64 to 10.64% Walsall band, is clearing. The Stratford Rother Street trade is best read as a Cotswold Edge change of use bid, rather than a secondary yield benchmark. Through the back end of last year and the start of this year, the pattern visible since 2023 has continued. Prime tourist economy retail in Stratford and Leamington holds. Secondary stock outside the central spines carries wider risk premia, consistent with the Big Nine regional pattern. Which brings us to lender appetite. Warwickshire is one of the more competitive non-metropolitan commercial mortgage markets in the Midlands, and lender appetite is genuinely broad. High street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, plus Handelsbanken's regional desks, compete actively for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies in Warwick, Leamington Spa, Stratford, and the larger Rugby and Nuneaton mid-market, typically at 60 to 65% loan to value, or LTV, on institutional terms. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, are very active in the £500,000 to £15 million bracket. That's exactly the band that captures the bulk of the 687 freehold commercial transactions across the county, with Rugby, Stratford, Warwick, Leamington Spa and Nuneaton the deepest submarkets. Specialist lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, cover bridging, refurbishment and complex situations, and most maintain a meaningful Midlands origination bias. Development finance is genuinely available in Warwickshire, particularly along the M42 and Calshaw Logistics Belt, and through the Birmingham Interchange and UK Central Regeneration footprint. The Gaydon and Wellesbourne Automotive Cluster, the Leamington Town Centre office repositioning pipeline, driven in part by Silicon Spa demand, the Rugby Town Centre Regeneration Scheme, and the residential-led mixed-use redevelopment in Nuneaton and Bedworth, all attract senior debt and stretched senior packages. What to be cautious about? Five things. First, conservation area and listed building planning friction in Stratford, Warwick and Central Leamington is genuinely material. Reposition and change of use schemes carry longer planning timetables and often require additional heritage impact diligence. Second, Cotswolds area of outstanding natural beauty constraints affect rural fringe schemes in the Stratford and Southam catchments. Third, HS2 alignment runs through the county and brings ground condition, compulsory purchase and noise diligence requirements for sites in the alignment buffer. The Calshill Corner and the Aston Cantlow area both warrant specific HS2 aware diligence. Fourth, post-industrial remediation in the Rugby Cemex and GE Power footprint and across the Nuneaton and Bedworth Coalfield legacy is a real ground condition cost line. And fifth, the Stratford 2.37% print is a useful warning that change of use-led capital values can move ahead of underlying rental fundamentals. Borrowers underwriting reversionary plays need a clear delivery path, not just an exit thesis. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Warwickshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation, with a clearer structural demand tailwind than most peer shire counties. Transaction volumes are stabilising at the upper end of the post-2022 range. Prime tourist economy retail in Stratford and Leamington remains tightly bid. Silicon Spa office demand continues to underwrite the Leamington Grade A and refurbished period market, and HS2 construction at the Birmingham Interchange and through the Aston Cantlow alignment will set the tempo for industrial and logistics demand on the western edge. What to watch? Prime central retail in Stratford and Leamington, where the Acuitas auction record has signalled both the depth of the bid and the change of use optionality embedded in pricing. M42 corridor logistics through Atherstone and Collishill as the Birmingham Interchange and UK Central scheme matures. The Rugby Town Centre regeneration pipeline and the broader engineering covenant base. And the Coventry Overspill industrial and special purpose vehicle residential pipeline in Nuneaton and Bedworth, which has been the most consistent source of commercial mortgage demand through the cycle. The next Acuitas auctions and any new prints in the Warwick District or Stratford-on-Avon central retail spines will be the most useful waypoints for rechecking the secondary yield narrative as the year progresses. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Warwickshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.